One of the young people killed in last summer's devastating crash on McKay Road will be honored by his family, friends and lacrosse community next weekend. Luke West's number 11 will be retired by the Barry Bombers Junior C Lacrosse Club in a ceremony prior to a preseason game on Sunday, April 23. Prior to his recent position as commissioner of the Ontario Junior C Lacrosse League, Jim Lowe was governor of the Barry Bombers Junior C Lacrosse Club. Lowe, who knew West and his family for many years, explained the significance of the honor and why it will be happening during a preseason game against Huntsville. Luke played in Barry his whole life, but he and his family have very deep connections to Huntsville lacrosse, Lowe told Barry Today. His dad, Dave, was one of the greatest players to come out of Huntsville, which is a great lacrosse city. This is a way for the two communities to honor Luke. The Bombers and Huntsville play in different conferences and wouldn't see each other unless it was in the finals for the Meredith Cup, of which there is no guarantee, Lowe added. West was one of six people killed in the August 27, 2022 crash on McKay Road in Southend Barrie when the vehicle they were in plummeted into a large construction hole on the closed road. The tragedy shook the community as people have continued to mourn West, Haley Marin, Curtis King, Jersey Mitchell, River Wells, and Jason Ono O'Connor, all of whom were in their early 20s. The game honoring West takes place at the Peggy Hill Team Community Center on Sunday, April 23 at 4 p.m. West played many seasons in Barry Minor Lacrosse and went on to become a core member of the Junior C Bombers' most successful teams. His first game for the Junior C Bombers was as a minor midget player when he was 14 years old. Former coach Ron Ruff said West had many great qualities, but his lacrosse knowledge was second to none. He was the smartest player I ever coached, hands down, Ruff told Barry Today. I like to say positive things about all my players and I always mean it, but with Luke it was his lacrosse IQ. It was just amazing. Ruff played lacrosse with Luke's dad and met the young player when he was just 3 years old. He just walked in the room like he owned the place, at three, Ruff recalled. The final team I coached him for was the Junior C team, and I knew him when he became a coach and helped kids, he added. After his playing career, West remained involved in the sport by volunteering his time to coach the under-17 team during the 2022 season. Both Lowe and Ruff agreed it will be an emotional day when they retire West's jersey number. And while both have kids who grew up as friends with West, Lowe and Ruff spoke of his demeanor on the floor. He was as tough as they come, Lowe said. Even if he wasn't the biggest guy on the floor, and he typically wasn't, he was usually the toughest. Ruff recalls one game in particular that sticks out in his mind. Luke's rookie season in Junior C, he was maybe 17, and we had 1 win and 15 losses. The year before, he said. In Game 3 of the new season, we were playing Cornwall, which was a good team. Luke's job was to cover their best player and, I'm telling you, he shut that guy down. To shut down an older player as a rookie is just a really big deal and I can picture it as plain as day. He was so good and so tough, Ruff added. The Barry Bombers Junior C Lacrosse Club will also be accepting donations at the entrance, in lieu of regular admission prices. The proceeds will be split with the Barry SPCA.